Wow, can you guys hear me? Amen. Just a little bit, huh? Praise God. Well, I want to say welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Woo! And I want to be grateful and thankful for Thanksgiving. And now we're here at the great time that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you can see, we got some Christmas spirit over there. Woo! So we'll have some, I'm sure we'll get some more stuff, but it is just good to be here with you guys tonight. And I want you to know, every time we come together to worship God, the Bible says that our Lord inhabits the praises of his people. I want you to know that when you come together, you're coming together for a time of refreshing and strengthening. And I want you to know that the Lord has been here hovering over this space before we ever stopped in here, because he's always here to meet your needs. Amen. And he's always here to meet you at the moment that you come to give him your worship. So tonight we're going to step just into the things of God and into his time together. And those of out there that are joining us live stream, we appreciate you and thank you for being here with us. And of course, all of us that are here, whoo, we're always excited. Amen. God bless you.
Stand your feet with us tonight.
Chains that bind us. will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. Sing it again, I count on one thing. The same God never fails. Will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. When I'm waiting, the same God.
Spirit of the living God, Spirit
Spirit of the living God. We want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. Oh, come and speak to us. We long for you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. 'Cause when you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we see. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see, what we see. Spirit of the living God, we're leaning into all you are. Everything else can wait. Sing that again. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we're leaning into all you are. Everything else can wait. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts. Come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we see. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see, what we see. 'Cause when you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we see. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we see. Oh, you're changing me. Oh, God. Oh, you're changing me. Come on tonight, tell him to have your way. Oh, Jesus. Sing when you move. And when you move us to tears. And when you move all our fears. And when you move us. Sing that again, when you move. And when you move all our fears. And when you move, you changes what we see.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
And you know, Phil and I were talking yesterday. He preached in Urbana yesterday, and on the way Urbana, we were talking. And I'm reading in Acts, and I'm just kind of just, I'm not as fast as I should be, but I'm just taking my time in it. And I noticed something the other day.
You preach tonight?
No. I'm just going to say something. Because we're talking about being delivered.
Amen.
When you move in, no matter where we're at, we're going to serve Him. We're going to, yes, I will. Like, and we're declaring freedom from these things. And I noticed, do you know not everybody got delivered the same way? Mm-hmm. You know that, right? Like, I read where Paul and Silas was thrown in the prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they started singing and praising God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the prison doors were shaken. The whole prison was shaken. The doors fell open. The centurion fell as if he were dead. And then he woke up later and he was frightened.
Terrified.
Because had they escaped, it meant his life.
Mm-hmm.
But they were told to stay put. They didn't go. They didn't leave. They stayed put.
Wow.
And that man, the guard, him and his family was saved through that. But then I just read in Peter, I read about Peter going to prison, and they were killing people. They just killed Stephen, and so Peter was in prison, and it was King Herod, and he was coming after these men of God. And there was the church praying for him, all in one accord, just praying for him. And all of a sudden, an angel appears to him. The gate opens and leads him out of the prison.
Uh-huh.
And he goes and he knocks on the door. The girl comes and she's so astonished that it's him. She shuts the door on his face and goes back and tells the other ones, it's Peter. I would be like, let him in. But she shuts the door on his face and then they go back and they get him. But I started thinking, they stayed in the prison through their trial, through their temptation, through their walk, through their process that they were going through, and he got set free from that prison. And we still judge whether we're winning in our situation, whether we've been delivered like somebody else was. If we got the blessing the same way somebody else did. If they said they fasted 4 days and went on their knees 10 times a day, then we think that that's how we're gonna. No, listen, God is your God.
Amen.
God's going to instruct you when you seek Him what to do. And your deliverance is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look like mine,